Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good morning, everyone. Lovely sunny day, isn't it? Fantastic views. We've put the blinds up so you won't be distracted by the wonderful views outside. But for those of you watching from remote locations, it's a lovely sunny day here in London and we've got fantastic views of the London skyline, but there we are. Anyway, good morning and welcome to this Neil Stewart Associates Conference on International Partnerships, Transnational Education. My name is Mike Baker and I'm your chair for the day. First of all, thank you all for coming along today and also to welcome all of those who are joining us via the web. As Katie mentioned, people in Aberdeen, Carlisle, Swansea, Leeds and elsewhere. Right, on with our topic. I think hardly any of you need reminding this is a time of great change and indeed great uncertainty in higher education. Just consider a few of the upheavals that the sector is dealing with at the moment. The first year of the new tuition fee regime, of course, beginning in just a few months' time in the autumn. The first year of the new student number controls on domestic students, the AAB and core and margin, with continuing uncertainty about how that's going to develop in the next year. Growing differences in policy beginning to emerge between the devolved administrations of the UK with some quite serious issues there in terms of student recruitment, including overseas student issues. The student visa and UK border agency changes, which we're still all not quite sure how that's all going to work out. And, of course, hanging over all of that, future uncertainties about funding at a time of austerity and reductions in public spending. And I think all of this really has renewed interest, not that there wasn't already interest, but renewed interest in improving efficiency, exploring shared services and looking for new income sources. Greater institutional specialisation seems to me quite likely as one future trend, and that could also, of course, mean course closures, maybe even departmental closures, and maybe even institutional mergers as well. Meanwhile, for some universities, part of the answer to all of these uncertainties will be to increase their efforts to recruit students from outside the EU. The proportion of overseas students at UK universities already stands at 12%. Figures in last week's Times Higher, you may have seen, show that income from overseas students is the fastest growing revenue stream for UK universities, up 17% in 2010-2011. Future expansion of overseas student numbers could be in the conventional way, attracting students to study here in the UK alongside domestic students, of course, at either undergraduate or increasingly at postgraduate level. But it's also likely to mean transnational partnerships, setting up campuses abroad or establishing partnerships with institutions or organisations in other countries. It's a big market. It's a very competitive market. A recent British Council report, which you're probably familiar with, suggests there are now some 3.5 million students studying outside their own country. The result really of that rapid increase in transnational education. And although the rate of increase is expected to reduce, the overall number of mobile students is still set to rise. The British Council report estimates the number of overseas students in UK universities will rise a further 10% this decade. But, as I mentioned, it's a very competitive market. UK faces very strong competition. USA, Australia, of course, have long been very strong players in this area, but they're also very important new players, new competitors. China and India have the potential to be real game changers, I think, in this respect. There are risks if some universities become too dependent on overseas students and on their income from overseas students. Again, those Times Higher figures last week suggest that some institutions rely on overseas students for up to 35% of their total revenue. Now, that could be a dangerously high reliance, especially with the tougher visa rules expected to bite soon. We're not sure how they're going to work. And, of course, it's not just students and teaching that are increasingly global. It's also research. The British Council estimates that more than a third of research in higher education now involves international collaboration. So our topic today, international partnerships, transnational education, is full of possibilities and full of risks. It's an exciting and a fast-moving area, which is why we're so pleased to have such an array of expert speakers for you throughout the day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.